Radio may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of awesomeness, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth! Tonight, Cabba Radio invites a lucky listener to join us live in studio for another installment of You Pick the Playlist! Plus, Teddy and E-Rock sit back and relax as they welcome the musical tastes of DJ Chris Palazzari!
Wait, was that two different things?
That was not exactly what I had written down. Plus a few prize giveaways. As always, upcoming events. I'm Eric Carberry, I think. And now, here's Teddy Smooth!
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, everybody. Woo! All right. Yes. Oh, hello. Hey. Hello. Woo! E-Rock, how's it going?
Hey. All right. Fives.
Hey,
feeling
you.
Good.
Hey, you.
Feeling
nice to
good.
See you back this week.
Thank Might
you.
Take the jacket off, though. Stay a while.
It is hot in here. It's hot every week. Even in the wintertime, it's hot here on Cabba Radio.
Holy moly.
Hello. Hello over there. Whoa. I see you. I see
Hands
you.
Up. Hands off the groin area, ladies. So sorry.
Hello.
Red, just for now. I got to concentrate.
Woo. I know E-Rock's taking his jacket off, but
woo.
Relax.
They are getting close.
Relax.
Mm.
He's not on the P-Nindy X body anymore.
P-Nindy?
That's right.
P-Nindy.
I don't like
That's
to say the
East
longer
Indian version. P-Nindy.
I live up in that part of the area of Vancouver.
I understand.
So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Good crowd.
Very good to have everyone here
coming
tonight.
Coming out for Chris P.
Yes, one of our favorite programs here on Cabba Radio. You picked the playlist tonight. Very
Yay.
Excited. One of our favorites.
Because we don't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's pretty much that's the only reason.
Mm-hmm. It's been a really busy week. It's been a busy couple of weeks for the both of us. So it has,
and it's only getting busier.
It really is.
This week. I know some of you maybe heard me talk about it a little while ago during the Fringe Festival, but Night of the Bee Movie is back. Four nights only, starting tomorrow night, and runs through Saturday at Havana Restaurant on Commercial Drive. And exciting news in regards to Cabba Radio.
Mm-hmm.
This time I managed to bring E-Rock into the fold, and E-Rock is now part of the cast as well.
And I have to say thank you, Mr. Smooth, for offering my name out there. Because I've been asked to come on. I'm playing a little guitar in it, helping to sing a song at the end.
And, you're also the very, very beginning,
the opener,
the narrator.
To the show, the narrator, yeah. So it should be. I got to memorize my lines now.
Very exciting. Woo! Myself and E-Rock will be part of that production for the next 4 days. So check it out on Facebook, or also I believe they have it on the website, HavanaRestaurant.ca.
It is a funny, funny show. Like, I was sitting there watching the dress rehearsal today.
Which we just came from. That's a little bit. If some of the words come out, we are tired. We've had a long week, and we just came from dress rehearsal, and we're
But sitting there, I've seen the play before. I went to the Fringe, and it was hilarious. It was great, well-written, well-acted. And again, sitting there and knowing the whole play, I'm still laughing at the jokes. I'm still laughing at other ones. And, you know, it's a really good time. You got to come out. Check it out.
You know what my favorite part about dress rehearsal in this particular play is? Is that, you know, I play Flash Gordon, mm-hmm. a very big, very gregarious, like
boisterous
character. And but I'm not in it for a massive amount of time. I have sort of two big scenes, and then I reappear at the end as well. But is that dress rehearsal is really fun for me because I get to actually see what people do. Now I got to see it before when we were practicing it a lot, but I never saw sort of the audience version, which tonight I got to see a bit of. I got to see how the different actors, you know, use their faces and their emotions, which I had never seen before. So that I got to experience the joke kind of like for the first time tonight. So it was a lot of fun.
It is. It's a great cast, and I was saying, because I am new, that coming into it, it's almost like a fun, dysfunctional family.
Yeah, we do argue a lot.
There's a lot of little arguments and tiffs here, but everybody is so nice and everybody's so funny. And yeah, it's just, it's a lot of fun and excitement to be around. So I'm looking forward to it.
We actually brought a special guest out tonight to just experience Cab Radio and probably come on the mic a little bit as well. Stu, one of the zombies from Night of the B-Movie. Is here as well. We just finished dressing room. We're like, hey, you want to come out and hang out at Cab Radio? So he's here as well.
He's keeping Chris P company in the green room right now.
Because it's not You Pick the Playlist yet.
No.
Still Cab Radio. You Pick the Playlist is coming up with Chris Bill's art. Chris P.
For now, we need to talk
director,
more about us.
Graphic artist, music lover.
He does a lot.
He does do a lot.
And he's a handsome fella. Which
he's okay looking. He's not as handsome as me.
Wow.
But he's okay.
Right, it's not You Pick the Playlist yet. It's about Teddy.
It's Teddy.
Okay.
Teddy.
Wait.
Teddy.
Once Chris is in here, then we can talk about his handsomeness, but I'm sorry.
But for now, it's like I'm the evil witch from Snow White. You can't tell me that someone's more handsome than me.
Okay.
Or I'll feed you a poisonous apple.
Ooh.
And send you off to live with seven men.
Mm.
The polygamous man.
As long as it's golden delicious.
What you didn't talk about in the intro, and what we do have tons of tonight, like tickets, almost every show, is prizes.
I think I mentioned there was...
We have prizes to the Rio Theater.
Quite a few.
Prizes to the Rio Theater. We also have tickets to give away for... how do you pronounce his name?
John Lajoie.
You may know him. He does a lot of comedic songs. What's one of his more famous songs?
He's got the Everyday Normal Guy. There's three of those. He's got, Show Me Your Genitals. He does, what's another big one that he just came out with? This is my radio song, or this is my, I can't remember, but it's all about how the music industry, basically selling yourself for this music. Very funny, very comedic. If you have never heard of him, go online. Check him out. He's got a great website, and he's got a whole bunch of videos, and they've been getting millions and millions of hits, and he's actually on a TV show now that he's got going on the Comedy Network, I believe, and The League, I think that's what it's called. I could be wrong on that
one. The League?
I think it's called The League. Hmm. And he's all around kind of very funny, very,
We have tickets to his show, which is actually Tuesday, November 29th. It's going to be at the Vogue Theater. You can win those tickets. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to play one of his songs in the next 10 minutes or so. And I kind of want someone who knows him to win because obviously I think it's much more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who likes comedy, a little bit of stupid humor.
And you got to know that there is a lot of swearing in what he does. There's a lot of vulgarness. So if you're not into sex humor or, offensive language, it's probably not the show you're going to want to go to. But that's just a pre-warning.
So he's coming up in probably the next just under 10 minutes or 10 minutes or so. So the number to call when you do hear one of his songs, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you can have a pair of tickets to that show, which is going to be Tuesday, November 29th.
Can I
at
call
the
in?
Vogue? No, we have talked about this many times. You cannot win.
But I like them.
Just
but
before we get to the music, or actually to start off the music for tonight, it's a little bit of sad news.
Uh-oh.
Our friends of the show, we even got on their first CD in a dedication, is that our friends of the show, the Gastown Royals, I've heard, have called it quits.
What?
Some musical differences and mm-hmm. some band members moving far away and some other things that plague bands has
life.
Caused the demise of the Gastown Royals. Now, we had
That's
them on their
bad.
Show. I even flew to Calgary to see them in their first tour. I liked them so much. They dedicated it us on their album. They mm-hmm. said, in Cab Radio, CITR, because we had them actually on their first radio show. We were the first radio show they're on. Fun group.
Great guys.
Wishing all those guys the best. And
that is sad. I did not know that.
Yeah, it's very recent news. So the Gastown Royals are not here anymore. But they did put out an album.
So they are still around in musical
I think they'll do other spirit. Musical stuff, but as a group, I don't believe they're together anymore. We wish them the best individually, and I did enjoy a lot of their music. And they got to put out an album. I mean, how many bands, you know, people talk about starting a band and doing that and putting out an album, and to get even to that point is, I think, a big accomplishment. And I really like their album, so I hope maybe one day they'll come back and play a few other shows. Maybe they'll continue to do some pub shows, but not really work.
Maybe they'll come back for a reunion Cabaret Radio sort of
maybe
dealio.
But the first song I'm going to get to tonight is actually their first one that they had on YouTube. People didn't know if they were serious. They kind of started with this song. They also came on Cab Radio for the very first time on radio, their first time sort of playing on any sort of a medium other than in the backyard. And they played that song for us. It's called Girls Can't Fly Jetpacks. And it's by the Gastown Royals right here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. Back with You Pick the Playlist with Chris P. And don't forget, listen for those musical cues to win tickets. Back with more after this.
Jetpacks, because they have tears in their eyes, and they can't do their harnesses up tight because of the cramps.
Let's do it! want some more of this, bitch?
Call now if you'd like to win tickets to Jean Lajoie. 604-822-2487. 604-UBCCITO.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
I told you in the first song, I'll tell you in another.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
I don't have a girlfriend, my hand's my only lover.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
One night a week, my mom likes to cook me supper.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
And Michael Keaton was my favorite Batman. I was walking down the street just the other day. I saw these two fine bitches, they were walking my way. Yo, what you girls doing tonight is what I wanted to say. But suddenly I panicked, my voice started to shake. So I put my head down and I just walked away. I had a bus to catch anyway, it worked out great. Got on the bus, put my headphones on and pressed play. Sheryl Crow, James Blunt, and motherfucking Ace of Base. Yo, what can I say? It's just a day in my life. I'm up early in the morning, in bed early at night. To be productive at work, I gotta be well rested. Yeah, motherfucker, you heard what I just said.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
I don't like margarine, I much prefer the taste of butter.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
My favorite movies as a kid were Superman and Ghostbusters.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
I have a hard time opening my eyes underwater.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
And I'm not a huge Nicolas Cage fan. I'm from a lower middle class family. Me and my brothers and sisters played hide and seek. I have good memories from my childhood, bitch. My favorite toy was my fucking fire truck, bitch. I used to play with that motherfucker all day long until I learned about sex from the Sears catalog. And then I play with my motherfucker all day long. About 10 times a day, man, all year long. My favorite song, motherfucker, I don't like to admit it, is a Celine Dion song from the movie Titanic.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you.
Every time I hear that fucking shit, a tear comes to my eye. Why the fuck did Leonardo DiCaprio have to die? No, I'm not afraid to say that I'm a sensitive guy. Sticks and stones break my bones, but it's the words that make me cry. Like that time in grade 3 when a girl called me stupid face. She really hurt me. Why'd she call me stupid face? Is my face stupid? How's that even possible? A person can be stupid, but a face, that's impossible. Shit happens all the time and you learn how to deal with it. Regular, everyday, normal fucking bullshit.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
When I get it to a fight, I usually leave on a stretcher.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
When I got nothing to say, I usually talk about the weather.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
I like the first Back to the Future, but the second one was better.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
I like red peppers better than the green ones.
Ooh, saving up my money to go buy a new dishwasher. Mine broke about 6 months ago, motherfucker. Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. Go party like it's your birthday. I wasn't invited, but it's okay. I'll just stay at home and play some video games.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
October is sure to be a busy month at the Biltmore. On October 6th, catch bands Hollow Moon, The Bleeding Hearts, and Pineapple, a supergroup featuring members of the SSRIs, Portage in the Main, and Prairie Cat. October 21st, jam out with Daydream Vacation, indie rocker Zeus, and local favorites Sun Wizard. For fans of the New Pornographers, you won't want to miss band member Catherine Calder and special guest Anime Bell on October 27th. To round out your month, October 29th brings the band Nurses all the way up from Portland to share the stage with Dominant Legs.
For more information on these and other shows, including how to get tickets, visit BiltmoreCabaret.com. Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Yo, E-Rock here, man.
Nice, dude. Yeah.
Yo, did you remember to pick the playlist this week?
Playlist? No, man. You said you were going to.
No, I could have sworn you were going to pick it this week, man.
I don't think so.
Well, now what are we going to do?
Smoke more weed?
Why don't we get one of our listeners to pick the playlist?
Yeah, I guess we better do that.
We'll call it You Pick the Playlist. Genius.
Genius, I know.
Oh, yes, You Pick the Playlist is back. Welcome to the studios, Chris P.
Yo, yo, what's up?
And end of song. Yes. For You Pick the Playlist and Cab Radio listeners, that's the first time we've had more than just 2 seconds to... I enjoy that we can introduce our person.
It's kind of like the Evox Talent Showcase music. Where
yeah, you need
like,
to make it a bit quick. Longer.
Ding, 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 ding. Welcome back!
You don't know where to go. Welcome, Chris P. to the studio. What's up, Chris?
Well, I actually got some bad news for you boys.
Uh-oh.
Mike, what?
My That's computer, a good way to start.
My computer crashed.
Oh, no.
So I kind of got some music, but I don't really have a playlist.
Are you going to sing it yourself then?
No.
Oh.
The whole show is
the
just
whole
Chris
show is
singing.
Chris singing the songs he wanted.
Luckily, one of my good friends broke up with his girlfriend, moved to live on my couch last night.
I love when your friends break up
There's
with girlfriends.
There's been a lot of that lately.
Yeah. So he came over my place with his suitcases last night, and we sat around drinking, and we put some music together off his computer, and then I saved some off my computer, and it's going to be a mishmash tonight.
See, a lot of people... would have taken that bad news and just said, would have wrote me, probably not even phoned me, and just said, I can't do your show, my computer crashed. But Chris P, no, he gets together with a friend, comes on to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth and says, I'm still going to pick the playlist, hallelujah!
Chris P does not disappoint!
I'm the king of last minute, just ask my buddy Greg.
I'm
going to be listening.
I'm going to ask the ladies, that's who I'm told to ask.
Yeah, ladies, please phone in. 604-822-2487.
I do want to also acknowledge our other sort of guest in the studio. Came out from Night of the Bee Movie. Stu, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming out. He's a part of Night of the Bee Movie, Havana Restaurant, Wednesday through Saturday.
And an Elvis impersonator.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Now, Chris P., you... people may know you. You're a film director now. You directed...
Can I say the name on the radio?
Yeah, sure.
Say whatever you want.
Woo! Oh, it's got a swear word in it. Am I allowed to say that word on
Go
here?
Go for it.
Awesome. So.
It's part of art.
Yeah. Well, it's Dan's fucking zombie cooking show. You can find it on Vimeo if you search for it.
Is it now public?
We're actually right now as we speak, my buddy Greg, who actually, if it wasn't for him, that film wouldn't have existed. He's an amazing director of photography and helped me produce it and write it. He's working on a redo right now so that we can get into a film festival in California. So.
Now, give a brief description of what it was, and was it your first project working on sort of especially as a director, right?
Yeah, it's the first thing I ever directed. The last thing I actually made was in like 97 when I was at Emily Carr. That dates
a
me.
While ago.
Yeah, that dates me. It was a bunch of Barbie dolls on a fake set we put together, and it was called Alberta Barbie G.I. Goes Jones. West.
Sounds like a lot of Emily Carr grads, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's why I dropped out.
Hey-o! Now, it's a zombie film. It took second place. I was one of the stars. Second place, it was a cooking show. And what zombie, especially for a competition like this, you see so many people trying to do different stuff. What sort of inspired you to come up with the cooking show idea?
Actually, I'd done the Grouse Grind, and I was really hungry, and we only had 3 weeks to do it, so I was like, hungry, oh shit, food, we should do zombie cooking show, oh, that's probably been done, fuck it, I'm gonna do it anyways, it probably needs to be done better, which I found out was true, and then I thought of the guy from The Muppets, love The Muppets, big fan.
The Jim Swedish chef, yeah.
Inspired the little direction after that, and then lastly, I don't know if a lot of you know who Steven Yeun is, but Steven Yeun did the cooking
cook.
Show. Yeun Can Cook, cooking show Yeun for 30 years out of Vancouver.
Didn't he do the, isn't that?
Oh, it wasn't Yeun Can Cook, guy. You're totally right,
it was Walk with Yeun. That's right.
The other one was his
there was
protege.
Yeun with Can Cook too, though, right?
Yeah, he followed him, he was his assistant.
Okay, not the original guy, but that was the other guy. He could cut open, he could dice a chicken in like 18 seconds.
It's crazy.
He had such great, what's the word, energy on there, and he's just like, ah, da, 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 this is how you do it very fast, you know.
Yeah, that was Steven. A really, really good impression.
Stephen Yen actually. I'm
thinking of going as him for Halloween.
Stephen Yen actually made it on.
I tell them to get closer to the mics, and now you're away from the mic. Speaking of the mic, E-Rock, I shouldn't be watching you. Come on.
Yeah, Stephen Yen got so popular, he ended up on David Letterman in the 80s.
And he was from Vancouver, correct?
Not from Vancouver, but from Hong Kong, but he was in Vancouver doing a show for 30 years, and he still lives out in Burnaby, apparently.
He had a restaurant here, too.
Two restaurants.
Yeah.
Now, exactly. Have you sent him the movie?
I need to find
you should
his
send
contact.
An email.
Yeah. I look for it. I haven't found
and say,
it yet.
You inspired this.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Watch him. He'll sue me.
Now, we have a lot of more to talk to you about, including sort of why you wanted to come on and pick the music for the night, all those sort of questions. But it is you picked the playlist, which means mostly music. So we want to get into your playlist so we get to as much as we can, because I know I've had you pick the playlist people where I've been here until almost 2 in the morning, because they're like, you can't cut that song. That's my favorite one. So we're going to get into some music, and then we're going to come back and talk to you. So what do you have for us first on this playlist of yours?
Well, you want me to give the all the names of the first three?
No, just what, the first one. What you know, like
what inspired you in this?
Okay,
first
well,
bit?
The original concept was going to be all songs that get stuck in your head, and you know what? You're all shaking your heads, and going, "Thank God his computer crashed." But it was going to be so good, and then also,
what if God was one of us?
More like,
hey man, I think we've played the Smurf.
Yeah, more like that. But it led into a bunch of really great stuff. A bunch of stuff that I was like, oh, this always gets stuck in my head, but it's really, I just always want to listen to it.
Just one second. La, 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 la. I don't know what you mean. Chris, I just don't know what you mean by songs that get stuck in your head are annoying.
Yeah, well, I didn't manage to procure what's the Cranberries song? Zombie?
Yeah.
Because it's a true in your head song, right?
So that would have crossed over well with your film.
Yes.
It would have. It would have.
Probably would have cost you $20,000 to secure the right. So what do you have for us instead? What are you starting us off with?
Starting us off with the Power by the Temptations. Not really a stuck-in-your-head song, but man, is it good, and it makes you feel pretty powerful, especially me and my buddy last night working on this playlist on his computer.
Well, there it is. It's the Temptations with Power right here on You Pick the Playlist, Cab Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Back with Chris P. after this. Power, boom, boom. Power, boom, boom, boom. Power, boom, boom. Power, boom, boom, boom. Power, boom, boom. Power, boom, boom, boom. Power, boom.
I'll be your friend. I won't do you in. CITR 101.9 FM. Cabaret radio with Teddy Smooth. Hotter than bombs. Cooler than bullets. John Shen.
That was Shaft by Madlib, who had the chance to go into Trojan Records and steal a load of good music and remix, making the album that was from Blunted in the Bomb Shelter. I highly recommend it.
He went into Trojan music and stole music, just like the Trojan horse?
They let him in there. They call it their vault. Wow. Bomb Shelter, whatever you want to call it. They call it.
Where is the Bomb Shelter? Where are you even talking about?
I have no idea, but it's a it's a record company. I think it's out of South Africa, if I'm correct.
If you are online or on your phone and you have the old Tweeter tweet tweet, E-Rock is in the back tweeting. Well, he's not really in the back. He's right in front of me, but he's tweeting. We have a Tweeter page. It's called Cab Radio with Cab Radio. It's just called Cab Radio. And he's updating at the moment, so go on, find us on the old Tweeter. We're also on Facebook, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. You can also find our podcast on CITR.ca, under shows, under letter C, or in the iTunes store, CITR-Cab Radio. We are here on You Pick the Playlist, one of our favorite shows to do. We do it every couple months, so if you'd like to be the DJ, guest DJ for the night, like Chris P, picking all the music, contact us at cabaretradio@gmail.com and just say, I want to pick the playlist. Tell us why, what you're kind of thinking, and maybe, who knows, in a month or two, you could be the next DJ here on Cabaret Radio. Chris P, not only do you direct, you also do some graphic design. You're quite the good, do you call it illustrating or drawing? Are you one of those snobby guys who has to call it illustrating? Or
No, I don't even do it much more than just helping out friends these days, because I like to get off the computer a little more than that. But I tend to just help out my friends. Anybody needs a business card, anybody needs a logo for their company.
Now, do you know how to do it freehand, or are you only sort of a computer graphic guy?
That's one of the reasons why I got out of it. It's because I was spending all my time on a computer. I've got a really good background in the arts and learned how to draw paint and everything, but computers are really fun to work with, and you can take your stuff a lot further and see it finished product print coming out and reproduced, put up in either a window or on a business card, or so many different ways, websites. So that was kind of the appeal for that.
So if I wanted to create Avatar 2, could you help me with the whole computer generated?
Yeah, we'll put it up on YouTube. It'll be awesome.
Sweet. We'll talk after the show.
Why did you feel like you wanted to come on tonight and do You Pick the Playlist? What do you have a thing for radio, or just like, are you just a big music nut, or what?
Try everything once.
I love that saying. Sometimes multiple times.
It's been a really awesome experience the last 5 or 6 days working on this, especially with my computer crashing, and then also having to learn, like, oh, you need this much Canadian content, which kind of fucked my list up a little bit.
Now, we said you could swear in the title of your movie, just not sorry. Every... No, just kidding. It's almost after midnight, so it's okay. Not really, but it's okay.
I apologize for all the offended
people out
there.
We had the comic book show not too long ago, and I can't remember what line came out there.
Hartley, but it was something about balls, saggy balls, so Hartley flew over that line, so no worries. You want to try everything once?
Most things.
Most things, okay.
Why were you thinking?
He has his no
I'm
pants
I'm saying
on.
No already just by the look
he
on your face.
He is in the no pants chair.
No means no.
Now, let's, you know what? I liked your last set. Lots of funk. We had Madlib, Betty Harris, The Temptations. I'm still feeling musically, and we should get back into some music.
Yeah, it's going to change up. That's one thing I'm known for is liking way too many varieties of music and mixing them together. I used to get in trouble when I used to DJ stuff at my house, and always get asked to put on last because it was too slow or too random. So now we're going to go a little bit punk and Muppet.
You also did tell me that this might... this might be stuck in your headish type of music.
Yeah, it's a
you
little bit.
You did get to have some of those in your.
Yeah,
set.
They're going to be spread out throughout the night. And I actually was thinking in the beginning when I was going to do it, when it's going to be all stuck in your head music, that everybody out there listening should write on Teddy's Cabaret Radio page on Facebook which song got stuck in your head, and you should still do that.
Mm. Or tweet us at Cabaret Radio. I'm on.
Or hate mail because the Smurfs are stuck in your head. Yeah, you want to get back to it?
Yeah, let's get back into
it.
Why
not?
All right, mina mina.
Mina mina. Mina mina. Mina mina. Mina 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 mina. Mana 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 mana.
Studies show that 9 out of 10 wizards prefer CITR 101.9 FM.
If we were to draw a graph of my process, of my method, something like this, Sir Ian, Sir Ian, Sir Ian, action. Wizard, you shall not pass! Cut! Sir Ian, Sir Ian, Sir Ian.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Who took the bomb?
Decepticon by La Tigra. Great Canadian band.
What?
They're Canadian.
No, they're not.
Name starts with La.
It's gotta be.
No.
That means I'm under on my Canadian content. I'm gonna have to...
I believe they're from...
Hold on. I got something else in here. Hold on. Yeah, okay, here you go.
They formed in New York. That's not quite Canada.
Whatever. I'm over it. They're not Canadian. They're great. I love that song. It's stuck in my head all the time. Plus, I love Transformers. Mm-hmm. And Canadian content.
Canadian too,
let's have a Canadian content moment. How's that sound?
Cybertron. Sounds good.
All right. I'm going to choose my friend Emily Roop's band. It's not just her band. She's got a bunch of other rad boys in her band. But this is great because it covers some female content as well. They're from Vancouver. They're called Cheek. And we're going to start out with their awesome party song. And everybody out there, pretend it's Wednesday.
We'll be right back. such a romance. You made me smile, you made me laugh. Thought we had a chance. The snoring just got louder. The place became a mess. I think that you quit trying, or maybe just caring less. You just started to bug me. It just quit being fun. You just started to bug me. I knew you were the one. You just started to bug me. It just quit being fun. You just started to bug me. I was you. I'd ask you what you wanted to do, and you would never know. But every time I'd make a plan, you wouldn't want to go. Talked about our feelings, you always did your share. But when it was time to listen, you were never there. You just started to bug me. It just quit being fun. You just started to bug me. I knew you were the one. You just started to bug me. It just quit being fun. You just started to bug me. I was you, you were the one. You should have drunk and woke me up in the middle of the night. Pissed off cause you chipped your tooth in some stupid fight. You passed out, stole all the blankets and took out the whole bed. Thought I wanted to see you, next time I'll sleep instead. You just started to bug me, you just quit being fun. You just started to bug me, I knew you were the one. You just started to bug me, you just quit being fun. You just started to bug me, always knew you were the one. The truth is, my heart's not breaking.
Cause it's
Tuesday morning, and I was still smacked. Work was going pretty good till 1 o'clock when I crashed. The hangover came on, didn't feel too nice. I had a splitting headache, and I threw up once or twice.
On a beach on an island where they party all night, I bought some rowdy.
We're gonna start off this week of upcoming events with October. What's the date? Hello. October 19th,
hi-oh,
2011, this week's upcoming events brought to you by me, Teddy Smooth. So we're going to start off tomorrow night and running through Saturday. It is Night of the B-Movie at Havana Theater, 1212 Commercial Drive. Yes, one of the hits of the Fringe Festival, Night of the B-Movie, is back and bigger and badder than ever. And it's going to be four nights only, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week at Havana Theater. Night of the B-Movie is a Rocky Horror Picture Show meets Ed Wood meets Taming of the Shrew, a musical black comedy inspired by the campy B-movies and sci-fi horror flicks of the 50s and 60s. The tagline is the best undead, creepy, mad scientist, Flash Gordon musical comedy ever, starring one of the characters, myself, Teddy Smooth. E-Rock is in it as well. We also have Stu in the studio who's going to be playing one of the zombies. So tickets can be found at HavanaRestaurant.ca, or you can get them at Havana Restaurant, 1212 Commercial Drive. I don't know why I'm looking at my phone, but I was just for a second. So I'm. Oh, that's what I was gonna say. You can win tickets. I was like gonna dial the number to the studio. You can.
You tell me I'm not allowed. Yeah, you're trying.
I wasn't trying
to.
I think I was just subconsciously grabbing my phone. Alan, the director, just texted me saying give away some tickets to either Wednesday or Thursday night show. So if you'd like to win tickets to Night of the B Movie, either on Wednesday night or Thursday night, you have your choice. A pair of tickets, either one of those nights. You can do so by calling us at 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. E-Rock is manning the phones. Or if you're listening to the podcast and you don't hear of a winner by the end of the show, email us at cabaretradio@gmail.com. Night of the B-Movie starts tomorrow and runs through Saturday at Havana Theater on Commercial Drive. Moving over to Thursday, it is Free Comedy on the Edge at the Edgewater Casino. Yes, Free Comedy. Turner Music and Events is pleased to present Comedy on the Edge at the Edgewater Casino. Some funny comedians including Patrick Malia, Sean Emery, Ivan Decker, a friend of the show, Jane Stanton, as well as many others. That is a free comedy show at Free Comedy on the Edge at the Edgewater Casino. Doors at 8:30, shows at 9 o'clock. That is at the Edgewater Casino on Thursday. Moving over to Friday, more tickets to give away. It is Beetlejuice at the Rio Theater, 11:30 p.m. show and midnight, show and prizes at midnight. That is Beetlejuice with Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis, and anybody in the
Michael
studio?
Keaton.
There we go. E-Rock's tweeting. He's forgetting the names.
Holy moly, get this computer out of my face.
Michael Keaton. I'll be actually hosting that show as well, giving away some prizes and doing a little comedy. Hopefully it's comedy act. So if you'd like to win tickets to Beetlejuice, Tim Burton, 11:30 this Friday. Again, phone number 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. Finally, in upcoming events, it is Kitty Nights. Very special Kitty Nights this Sunday at the Biltmore Cabaret. It is Kitty Nights. Grab My Junk. There is a special host from Johnny Pork Pie from New York. It's pretty big to get into an upcoming event. It's going to be a lot different. Johnny Pork Pie is going to be hosting. It's going to be like a game show. So you're going to come and you're actually going to participate. You're going to answer questions about the dances you saw. Go-Go or Slow-Go is actually going to be done by The Professor. So if you'd like
to be there to see that.
So if you'd like to see The Professor Slow-Go and play part in a game show and see me dance a go-go, come out to Kitty Nights this Sunday at the Biltmore Cabaret. See, your reaction, it's to you, and it's a half second because you're tweeting away. Put your computer away.
I'm telling people about our free tickets.
It's called Grab My Junk at Kitty Nights. Very special Kitty Nights. Make sure you come out for this one. If you haven't been in a while or if you're an avid fan, come out to this one. It's going to be great. Johnny Pork Pie from New York is going to be hosting. That's Grab My Junk at Kitty Nights this Sunday. Doors at 8, shows at 9 o'clock.
I will be there and don't mind my junk being grabbed.
Oh, you are going to be there?
Why not?
Well, you just said you were going to be there this Sunday and you never showed up. So I just don't believe anything you say anymore.
I have a video shoot.
Yeah, but you said you were going to show up.
Boys, boys, don't fight.
Can we talk about this later? Please.
Yes. This is upcoming events. I'm
trying to tweet.
For Jesus. This week. We are back here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. I'm Teddy. That's E-Rock over there.
Yo, yo, yo.
Stu over there.
Hey.
Chris P over here.
Yeah.
And you are on You Pick the Playlist, the show where one of our listeners of Cab Radio gets to come on the show and pick all the music for the night.
That's me.
This month's, well, not month's, this bi-month's participant is Chris P. We've heard some Temptations. We've heard some Mad Lib. We've heard some
Menomina.
Fraggle Rock. Yeah, we heard the Muppets. That pink, last song, the Pink Floyd song. We heard a friend of yours, Cheek, the band. Cheek.
Playing Wednesday, which is Wednesday is a good day to party, which it is now Wednesday.
Perfect.
And
day
I know
party.
You guys are out there listening. You guys are rad. I love you.
Now, your next set here, funny story you were telling me about. You wanted to start the all-female set.
Yeah, this is my... See, Teddy was like, you got to have Canadian content, you have to have female content, and I got a little worried, so yeah, now I ended up doing a Canadian content with my friend Cheek, and so I figured I better do a female content. So I put a little playlist together, and the first song, it gets stuck in my head all the time. That's why I ended up on my list, random list, that I'm making a playlist out of tonight. And I love it. It's amazing. I've sung it like high on mushrooms in the woods. Not that I ever do drugs.
What?
That must have been
and, I looked it up to find out who sang it because it's produced by Yoko Kanno, but I needed to know the singer. And it turned out to be a dude. So to kick off our female moment, we're having Chris.
A man lady.
Chris.
Can you break up a female yeah. supergroup?
Can I talk?
Or what?
It's I see what you deal with all the time, Teddy.
Yeah,
yeah. Don't worry. It's you'll get
Chris,
more of it.
Chris Mondel. Chris
keep coming.
God damn it. Anyways,
if you are gonna talk.
It turns out
you're like a bad guest right now.
Hey, that's it's like when I host and you fucking look at I'm swearing now too. What have you done to me, Smooth?
When you host, I still speak into the mic. I don't lean back and talk like this. Get your shit together.
Okay. These boys love talking.
Tell your story, Chris P.
Anyways, so this guy turns out to be from Japan and from another band I love from the 70s called Yellow Magic Orchestra. Check out Chris Mosdell, The Singing Sea.
Are you?
Pleased
made me sad and start to laugh. Let me see, my sister's he, my brother's she, but there is no.
I must confess what you say is true. I had a rendezvous with somebody new. That's the only one I ever had. Baby, baby, don't you go away, man. Oh, cheating shows and it never goes. You got a reason to be mad, I suppose. But he only was a passing fad. Baby, baby, don't you go away, man. His kind's a dime a dozen. That's not the kind I want. Who'd ever dream your cousin would wander into that restaurant? I understand that you feel upset. What do you say that we forgive and forget? Come and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away, man. This kind's a dime a dozen. I should have passed him by. Who'd ever dream your cousin would come along and give us the eye? I understand that you feel upset. What do you say that we forgive and forget? Come and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away, man.
Sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, sausage.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3 if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you. Pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax, you're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah, yeah!
You're listening to C.
Oh,
I T R 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
What the fuck?
Come hear the music play.
That'd be okay.
Coming to you live with the new school, the old school. Any damn school you want, except for preschools.
That's really creepy.
CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cab Radio with your host, Teddy Smooth.
Thank you.
That was The Singing Sea by Morcheeba, a song I love to have in my head. Finishing off our female content.
Which started off with some male content.
I know. It's like Nina
Sounded
Simone.
Somewhat
I was curious female. If she was a man or a female for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see how you could make... I mean, we talked earlier about Nina Simone, how I thought for the longest time that was a guy.
Hey,
exactly.
No. That's yeah. not her song.
But
I was gonna sing
on it. The fact that that song was produced by Yoko Kanno, which is my favorite producer. She produces all the stuff for all the great animes, including my favorite that's from, Cowboy Bebop. If you have not seen it, you don't even have to be an anime fan. It's amazingly written and simple and amazing. They deal with issues even like sexuality and drug addiction in a kid's cartoon.
It's a good cartoon.
Yeah.
You should definitely check it out.
Anyways, I thought that should lead into an anime moment. So
now, before you get to your anime moment, Chris, I do have to say, since this is kind of the last big set, we are going to come back, but mm-hmm. I just have to say, this is Cabaret with Teddy Smooth. This is You Pick the Playlist, the show where one of our listeners gets to come on and pick all the music. If that is you at home and you want to do that, contact us at cabaretradio@gmail.com. Say you want to pick the playlist. Tell us why. We have you on the next show, potentially. We also have a killer amount of podcasts that you can listen to. This is episode 123, people. 123. Ooh. So there's a plethora of podcasts to listen to. We did get third best podcast in the city for a reason. So go on to CITR.ca, under shows, under the letter C. You can find Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth right there. All our shows are right there. You can also find us in the iTunes store. Just search CITR-Cabaret Radio. We also have some prizes that we didn't give away tonight, so if you've been listening to the podcast, please go on to cabaretradio@gmail.com and tell us which prize you would like to win. We do recognize that a lot of our listeners are podcast listeners, so again, cabaretradio@gmail.com, and you can win some of our free stuff that we have to give away tonight. Our You Pick the Playlist listener tonight is Chris P. We also have Stu from Night of the Bee Movie. And, of course, E-Rock is here.
Hello.
Night of the Bee Movie runs Wednesday through Saturday at Havana Restaurant, havanarestaurant.ca.
It's a neat little theater in there.
It's small, so yeah. If you want to come and see a really fun-filled play, musical, comedy, all of the above, lots
of
campy fun.
It's got a lot of what you need. It's got a lot of what you look for in a play.
Make sure Everything. You find it on Facebook, Night of the Bee Movie Returns, or go to havanarestaurant.ca. Chris P., you picked the playlist, coming to an end. You touched on the Cowboy Bebop, and now I think you're taking us into more anime.
Yeah, well, now we're going to play some stuff that's a little more anime fan. Tank's the intro song to Cowboy Bebop, and then after that, I've got two songs from Transformers the Movie. And you're thinking about that stuff that sucks really bad, the last three that came out. Think back to 86 when hair metal was big, and it was animation, and it was simple, and it was for kids, and they killed Optimus Prime. Those are the two songs that are come up after you hear Tank, which Teddy's going to play for you right now.
That's your cue.
Oh.
As DJ.
Oh.
Start playing the music.
I thought I missed something.
I was just mesmerized by our You Pick the Playlist.
His voice is very sensual.
It's sexy. It's Italian.
And I didn't tell you this yet, but you are a handsome fellow.
Why, thank you. If you'd like to see what this voice looks like, I'm going to go to Kitty Nights on Sunday.
Yeah. It's going to be a party.
That sounds
now,
like
man.
A good time.
His shirt says, fuck me.
And can we... Okay.
Let's just play the song. It's Tank. Okay. From
Fuck.
Cowboy Bebop?
Cowboy Bebop. Tank.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam. We'll be right back.
sky. I'll meet revelations unseen by naked eyes. If I am tools of torments, will penetrate the sphere. When you are drained of every ounce, and when the nightmare's over, the final from the storm, to dust of all creation, to ashes we transform. Instruments of destruction, tools of our blade, it's a fire left to rock.
You got the power.
That was The Touch by Stan Bush from the Transformers soundtrack, 1986. Not to be confused with Boogie Nights and Marky Mark. This is Chris P bringing you You play the pick list on CITR 101.9 with Cabba Radio and Teddy Smooth.
Yes, CITR.ca. This is Teddy from Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth. That's E-Rock.
Yo, yo, yo.
We also have Stu from Night of the Bee Movie.
What?
The zombie-crazed fiend in the corner. We're going to be Wednesday through Saturday at Havana Restaurant. Make sure you get your tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Chris, thank you so much for coming out tonight and picking the playlist. We're going to... You're not... Can you give him the headphones just for a second,
sure.
E-Rock? Just so you can hear
what
your...
Do?
Well, you're going to be able to hear as I give you a little outro music. And you're going to give us a little outro when I give you the cue. But next week, E-Rock, big Halloween Spooktacular.
Big show.
Our third annual Halloween Spooktacular is next Tuesday night starting at 11. So make sure you tune in for that. We always have prizes. There's always some danger, some thrills, ghost stories.
We always seem to either die or... go missing or something.
So make sure you tune in next Tuesday night, 11 o'clock, the Halloween Spooktacular. Spookilier.
Good one.
Yeah.
It'll be better.
That was awesome.
It'll be a lot better.
It will be better next Tuesday because we'll be prepared.
Only a little better. But
a little better. Yeah, and check out our podcast, CITR.ca, under shows on the letter C, or in the iTunes store, search CITR-CAB Radio. Stu, thanks for coming out tonight.
Thanks for having me.
E-Rock, thanks for coming out every night.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Teddy, thank you for being so awesome. You're welcome, Teddy. And this goes out to Chris P., one of his last little bit of songs. Now, say goodbye, Chris.
Well, as I said earlier, this was supposed to be songs that were stuck in your head, so don't forget to go on to Facebook, onto Cabba Radio, and write which song did get stuck in your head, does get stuck in your head tomorrow. And to end, I'm going to put a song that got stuck in my head and my ex-girlfriend's head all the time, because we used to drink all the time, and then go home and make mad, passionate love. And we'd always end up singing this song to each other. Or coming home drunk to the other, mad, and start singing it, and then it would make us happy.
Chris P., thank you so much. You picked the playlist. The last song of the night is...
Baby, I'm Drunk by Revan Horton Heat.
Good night, everybody.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah.
I'm drunk, too.
Oh, boy. Ow! See you next week, everybody.
Spooktacular.
But I'm drunk. Honey, 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 honey. Darling, 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 darling. Child, 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 child. Baby, 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 baby. I'll explain in the morning, baby, there's no lie. But tonight, little honey, I'm all so high. I'm just a baby to heat beer home for the nest is all right. I'm drunk.
says it's alright. I'll explain in the morning, cause the kitchen's right too.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabba Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabba Radio.